Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help but when I look at you, you're nothing but American dreaming.
Welcome back to the Transform Traveler Show. I'm Rick Tocchini. This program is brought to you by Gracefully Yours Travel Journals. And our very, very special guest today is Andrew Appleyard. And he is a travel aficionado. And as the Executive Travels Vice President of, Exodus Travels Vice President of Global Sales, Andrew has this great archaeology background from the University College London, which brought him across the world during various excavations. And he is truly a world traveler, great storyteller, and the leader of a group that we think may be the most professional and stellar group of travel agents and executives and people that can steer us on worldwide travel in the world from Exodus Travels. Andrew, it is an honor to have you on the Transform Traveler Show. Welcome to our program.
Well, thank you very much indeed for having me this morning. It's a real pleasure to be able to spend some time with you.
And likewise, and we know that you've had a long, colorful journey. Tell us a little bit about your beginnings in the travel industry, and if you even want to dip back into your life as an archaeologist and what led you over to Exodus Travel.
Well, I think it was almost accidental of getting into the travel industry. I've been working in Beirut for about 6 months at the end of the Civil War as an archaeologist, digging all the Roman drains and sewers in the city and excavating bathhouses, and living on top of a shelled out building in a hammock, working 18 hours on and 6 hours off. And I finally decided that it was probably time to get a proper job and come back to the UK. And I was actually on a tube train, and there was one piece of paper left on the floor. And it was a company called Flight Center, a travel company. And I picked it up and read their advert. And I gave them a call the next morning. And they said, come down for a phone interview to start with. And then if that works, we'll see you. And we had a phone chat, and they were actually a new company in the UK. There was only 12 of them. They're probably one of the biggest travel companies in the world in Australia and New Zealand. And I went down there, and I met a really amazing lady who interviewed me. I did play the game and say I had another interview to go to, so I was in a bit of a rush. And she said, you're not going anywhere. You start working for me on Monday morning. And I spent 5 years opening every flight center in the UK. Across the whole of the British Isles, up in Scotland, and it was a lot of fun recruiting lots of staff, and yeah, opened 16 branches in the UK, and I'm still actually in touch with a lot of those people that I work with, and they're our big distribution arm for our company in the UK. And then I ended up on a truck in Bangkok at a Flight Center conference with an Exodus member of staff, and he invited me to Namibia, and I said, you know, yeah, that sounds great, and we always got loads of offers. And he phoned me a week later and said, your airline ticket's on my desk. And I said, well, where's your office? And he told me, and I actually found out their office was about 100 yards from my home. And I went to Namibia with him. And when I came back, I kind of had enough of traveling around the UK and opening flight centers and retail. And so I had a quick chat with him, and he said, come for an interview. I went for an interview, and that was 19 years ago, and I've been at Exodus ever since. And every single year I've been there, the company's grown, and then we obviously went kind of global about 7 or 8 years ago. So I opened the Exodus office in Melbourne in Australia. We expanded our operations across the whole of Europe, even into South Africa, the UAE, and India, and then really thought North America was a massive opportunity, having worked here with some wholesalers down in California and in Canada as well. So that's when we opened the head office here in North America with just 4 staff. And as of this morning, we just went to 21. So it's been a massive expansion and success story of really delivering to me, what's the greatest range of adventure activity product into the North American market space?
Well, compliments to you and your team. We met many of them at the Denver Travel Show, and we were so impressed. And behind the scenes within our company is a design company, and we thought, Andrew, that your organization is the absolute world-class group when it comes to designing collateral for interested travelers. What's the story behind your excellence in how you design brochures and give the potential travelers a look or a peek into the world?
I think the story behind that is employing people that have an utter passion for what they do. I've got an incredible colleague who is Paul, who was the guy who employed me. He's just literally come back from Baffin Island, photographing polar bears there. He's led over 500 safaris in Africa, spent the best part of nearly 2 years of his life on polar ships, and he helps and designs all of our wildlife products. And there is no better person than him at knowing when is the best time of the year to see tigers in Bandigar or polar bears in Baffin Island. I work with a product guy who is an incredible walker. He's actually trekked Kilimanjaro over 40 times. Obviously, as an archaeologist, I design our archaeology programs around the world. And when we design our collateral, which is our brochures, we really feel that a lot of travel brochures can feel a little bit bland, and we really want to make sure that they're inspirational. And I think the brochures we've done in the last couple of years, we've actually employed an artist to design them who was fantastic, but she really got behind our kind of DNA of our business as being a responsible tour operator. And so a lot of the profits from her billing for it actually went to our RT projects around the world, of which we have numerous ones. And I was thrilled literally about 6 weeks ago that we launched the Exodus Foundation, which is also the kind of backbone of our beliefs on doing good in the countries that we actually have benefited from taking tourists from for 45 years.
Well done. Well done. Congratulations on that. When you look at your background as an archaeologist and you consider that maybe inside your DNA, Andrew, is this curiosity, a vein of curiosity, what would you say to our listening audience this morning in terms of encouraging them to tap into their own curiosity, put their fears aside, and invest in travel so they can broaden their lives?
Well, I think travel is empowering, and I think seeing the world is empowering. It's, you know, when we use the word adventure travel, some people actually get a little bit frightened. You know, I'm not adventurous. I think we're all adventurous by nature. And, you know, you can have an interest in food. You could be a foodie, and you could, you know, love, you know, where you live and the food in that area. You know, go and explore the world's foods. You know, go and do a food trip in Italy. Go and experience a Thai market and cooking food there. And we've all spent time in classrooms seeing pictures of the pyramids in Egypt or Angkor Wat or Machu Picchu, and people have watched wildlife programs around the world. You've seen the Great Migration, for instance, in the Masai Mara or other incredible wildlife experiences. And the wonderful thing about what we do is we actually enable people to actually be able to see that themselves. And we've always been very conscious of, you know, not everyone earns a fortune, that adventure travel does not have to be an expensive occupation. You know, some of our trips are not expensive at all, and they give people that ability to immerse themselves in other cultures and see parts of the world that sometimes they actually thought were inaccessible to them, but in the modern world now they're not inaccessible to them.
Well said. Give us the website for your organization and how we can contact your folks today so we can kind of dip into that and tap into our own curiosity.
Yeah, the North American website is www.exodustravels.com.
Excellent.
And you can order all the brochures there online as well. There's a huge amount of video content that's also being uploaded the whole time. So obviously, the visual world now is far more impactful. So we've created some incredible video content. We just had one of the British Olympic athletes do Kilimanjaro with us. We had an incredible man who walked Machu Picchu 2 years ago with us. I wanted to go back as a guide. He wanted to experience what it was like to be a porter on the mountain. So we actually carried the gear as the porters do. And he's in the Guinness Book of Records now because he's the first non-Indigenous person to actually be a porter on the Inca Trail, which was really, really incredible. But we realized at the time that a lot of the porters on Machu Picchu never get to see Machu Picchu. They actually walk in for 3 days, set up the campsite, the group then go on to Machu Picchu, they turn around and go back to the start. And they've actually been working on the mountain for years, but never seeing the mountain. So actually last year we made sure that every one of our guides and porters get to see Machu Picchu at least once a year. And the video online, when you see it, you see these the local guides and porters see Machu Picchu for the first time. It really is quite an incredible scene to see because they've obviously heard about it, wonder why they're taking all these people up there, and suddenly they're experiencing it for the first time. And my colleagues just said the other thing, which is massive for us at the moment, is we have a massive Facebook following, and it's Facebook at Exodus Travels. So that's another way of accessing a lot of our collateral and material.
Excellent. That is great. Okay, and we're going to wrap up today's show with our traditional lightning round with Andrew Appleyard of Exodus Travel. And this is where, Andrew, we take you through questions about the five senses, and you can give a quick answer to each of these based on, let's say, the travel within the last 2 or 3 years. Let's start with sound. When you think of a memorable sound from recent travels, what would that be?
I found that a tough one because I've got quite a few, but I have to say I was actually on the island of Madeira on Friday, and I was in a hotel right by the ocean, and we kept the door open at night, and the sound of the crashing waves coming in off the Atlantic was just a fantastic soothing sound to go to sleep to.
Oh, love that. And when it comes to touch, we always ask the question about one of the most interesting people that you met on recent trips, because we think that when you travel, you need to stop, meet people, and learn about them. Who would that person be that you think of first?
I always think of somebody who's become a great friend of mine called Halid, who is one of our guides in Egypt. And his uncle actually was the man who moved Abu Simbel. So when they flooded the lakes there, he moved the whole archaeology site. And as an archaeologist and Egyptologist, I have to say I had a two-week education from him, as did our group. And he was just an incredible man with a passion for his country and a passion for his job.
Oh, my. We all hope that we meet people like that on our paths. Next is, if there is a favorite picture on your smartphone or your camera today of recent travels, what is that picture for sites?
Well, the first picture on my phone is actually a picture of my wife and I getting married at the bottom of Mount Kenya. We had no guests at all, but two elephants turned up at the beginning of our wedding, and they are in the background to all the photos. That's the major thing on my phone.
That is great. On number four, let's say that we are invited to the Appleyard home this evening and you service anything that you like for food around the world. What is on the plate for tonight's dinner?
I think it's probably going to have to be Middle Eastern. I'm probably going to have to char grill a whole load of aubergines on my Bunsen burner and make you baba ganoush, and then probably my own homemade hummus. I actually do make my own bread, so I'll probably make some pitas, and we'll have a traditional Middle Eastern meze, which will probably have a bit of a Turkish twist on it because my wife used to live in Istanbul, but anything Middle Eastern is probably what I'm going to prepare for you.
We'll be over at 6. That sounds very delicious. And the last is memorable fragrances or aromas from recent trips?
It's not a great one, but I actually was in Namibia in March, and I went to the biggest seal colony in the world. And you can actually smell it before you see it. You can hear it before you see it. And when you see it, it is quite a sight to behold. And you've probably got 250,000 seals on the beach. They were all giving birth at the time. Unfortunately, they sometimes go over the young, so there was black-backed jackals on the beach. There was thousands of marine birds. But it really was a bit of a sensory overload because it absolutely hummed. So that was pretty memorable. Something a little bit better was probably the jasmine fragrance on the island of Madeira last week, which actually smelt a lot better.
Oh, yes. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for being on our show today. Tell our listeners one more time how they can get in touch with Exodus Travels and also follow you on Facebook.
Well, I have a Facebook account. It's Andrew Appleyard. On Facebook, it's Exodus Travels. And the website is www.extastravels.com. It's also interactive, so there's live chat on there. So our staff are available straight away if you want to have a chat with any of them. And we're staffed pretty much round the clock, so there's somebody available somewhere in the globe to answer your questions and look after you.
Well, thank you so much. And again, compliments to your great team at Exodus Travels. We were impressed.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you very much, sir, for your time. It's been an utter pleasure.
Well, great. And likewise, we appreciate Andrew Appleyard being on today's show. And Exodus Travels is just a unique organization. You know, they're leading the way with dedicated, responsible tourism and providing, I think, some of the most exquisite detailed tours around the world. So if you're curious and you love to travel, and especially travel through your five senses, we highly, highly recommend Exodus Travels today. And thanks to our sponsor, Gracefully Yours Travel Journals. You can go to gracefully-yours.com to buy your favorite travel journals. And they actually include a couple of them that are focused specifically on chronicling your travels through your five senses. So we appreciate their support. Hey, as you plan your travel going forward, make sure and include opportunities for you to be a part of sensory travel, because in the end, if you can travel for sights and sounds and taste and aromas and meeting new people, otherwise known as touch, we think that is going to change your life. I'm Rick Tocchini. Thanks for joining us on this special show. And as we always say, keep traveling, especially through your senses. Have a great week.